Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey were members of this exclusive club, yet they may never have set foot here. It's a place that was built from the wilderness in 1927, and the grand plans had ships arriving here with high-rolling guests enjoying its amenities for a summer's worth of fun. The story of what happened to that resort is this edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. It is called Nana Majou. As Tim Ramey explains, it was a dream that began in 1927.
People got together and they wanted to make an ultra-exclusive sportsman's club. So they got Jack Dempsey, Babe Ruth, Ring Lardner, the big names of the day, in order to establish this club.
But this was more than just a club. It was a full-scale resort to be built on the banks of Lake Superior. Initial investors purchased 3,300 acres of wilderness, and building began.
There used to be a dock, and the ship would bring people up, and they wouldn't be here for a weekend, like guests do now, or a week even. They'd be here oftentimes for the summer or months. And so they established that, and they got off with a bang, but then the stock market hit in 1929.
When the stock market crashed, the dream crashed as well. Tim has the drawings of what Nana Majou was hoped to become.
They had plans for six wings of rooms, riding stables, golf courses, tennis courts. I mean, like I say, you can get away from it all, but it's all here too.
Only one lodge building with 29 rooms and a dining room was built. Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey were members, but probably never stayed here.
There's no way of knowing, but if I were to be honest with you, I would say, I bet you not. Because I think they just wanted their names, that they're members of the club, and I don't think those guys would care. There are a lot of honorary members.
Although the resort floundered, it usually remained open, but with few visitors. Tim now owns it, and people have found this to be a unique getaway. But it's one room in particular that may well be worth the long drive to get here. The story of that room and the resort today is next time as we travel the countryside in Grand Marais, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.